Okay, here I am, having a little bit of a break from my massive month of rehearsals that I've just finished up. My play, Little Women, is going along splendidly. We pretty much have a show now, which is really exciting. We just need like props and costume and all that other thing that actually makes it look like an actual play. So that's in only in about 2 weeks' time before opening night. Uni started back this week. It was really full on. I didn't really get much holidays because of all the rehearsing. But before I went away, I did get to go see my sister in Deniliquin. She used to go to La Trobe as well. She did speech pathology for 4 years. Just finished. She is now has a job at a community centre in Deniliquin, which is really awesome. She's heading up her own little bits and pieces, got her own desk, her own clients, all that kind of thing. So La Trobe has actually helped her get a job within a year of graduating, which is really exciting. I went up there to visit her. The road was pretty boring. The drive was less than exciting. That's pretty much what the drive was the whole way there. I coughed twice, that was about it. So now I'm back at uni. I'm doing 4 subjects again this semester. I'm doing 3 writing subjects, which I'm kind of frazzled about because that's a lot of writing to do and a lot of reading as well. So I'll be doing that. I'm doing a writing autobiography class, a writing fiction class, and also a women's writing class, which isn't just a bunch of feminists. We actually just look at authors throughout history that just happen to be women and talk about the issues that kind of arise from there, which is kind of exciting for me, being a woman myself. So yeah, and then the other class I'm doing is a theatre class, only 1 theatre class this semester. It's a little bit less demanding than my other theatre classes have been. It's just a physical actor training, so basically I'll be getting really fit from learning about different theatre practitioners through time who have tried different techniques of training their actors to be really fit and awesome and limber and all those kind of great things that actors are supposed to be.